In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Paul has a beautiful truth and a beautiful wisdom in his letter to the Romans today. He says, and he's calling all of us, he says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. He says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind so that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good, what is acceptable, what is perfect. He tells us to think with sober judgment. And I've been praying with this reading particularly throughout the week because it's something that's really grabbing my heart as to how this entire Lent needs to be a transformation. Lent is about transforming my mind and my heart. It's about having a renewal of mind. And how do I do that? I have to do that by having sober judgment. Sober judgment means being in the right state of mind and having self-control. And those are the biggest things that the world is trying to steal from us. The world is trying to steal our minds, the health of our minds, being healthy in our minds, our brains, and trying to steal this gift, this spiritual gift of self-control. That is definitely a struggle, to have self-control in our lives. The world does this in so many ways that tries to take us away from a healthy mind and from having this self-control. And we see it so clearly today. I know people hate when I talk about weed, but it's the number one struggle in the world today. And today, smoking weed has just become adi, okay? It's become normal that people just smoke weed every day, get high every single day. It's become so normal to the point that there are dispensaries everywhere. That everywhere you drive, everywhere you go, there's a dispensary. Because the devil is not hiding anymore. The devil is not working in secret anymore. The devil is public. He's full on working. And we need to wake up and see what's happening to our world. I don't know if there's a difference in churches, okay? And I want to make a clear statement. I love Mother of God. I love this church. But when I first became a priest, when I would celebrate Mass, and maybe this is just an East Side thing, but when I would celebrate Mass, everybody was attentive. I would celebrate Mass and everybody would be sitting straight, eyes forward at the altar, and focused at Mass. I came to the West Side and that's completely different. When I came here, there was a complete difference in Mass. People talking in Mass, people on their phones in Mass, people barely paying attention. And I've never heard so much in my life until I came to Mother of God, Father, I get distracted in Mass. Father, I can't pay attention in Mass. What is happening? What's happening in our world? What's happening in our lives that we can't even pay attention for 1 hour, an hour 20 minutes if it's Father Brian, right? But 1 hour, we come to the house of God, we come to the Holy of Holies, we come to this place of worship, and we can't simply put our minds and our hearts on focus for God. There's an issue, and there's a big problem happening in our world, and what is happening is our minds are being controlled constantly. Our minds and our hearts are being controlled by the world, whether that's through alcohol, through drugs, or just by being consumed by the media, being consumed by our phones, being consumed by constantly being connected. We don't know how to disconnect anymore. And so the issue is, when we can't disconnect from the world, it's difficult for us to connect to God. That if I don't take time to disconnect from the world, I don't take time to disconnect from evil, how can I expect for myself to come to church for 1 hour and magically connect with God? It doesn't work. My brothers and sisters, the devil is not afraid of a Sunday faith. What does that mean? That if my faith is just Sunday, if the only time I take to connect with God is Sunday, That's the only time I connect with him. The devil is not scared of you. The devil is afraid of people who live their faith on a daily basis, who take time to connect with God every single day, not just Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's the faith we're meant to have. Our faith is not meant just for one day a week. And the issue is we expect, and we get upset even when we come to Mass and we can't focus. I'm not going to go to Mass anymore. I don't get anything out of it. I don't take anything from Mass. I don't receive anything from Mass. Well, have you been taking time to connect with God every single day so that when you come to this place and when you sit with Him for this hour, life is completely different? This whole Mass is completely different. What we have to understand is when we come to Mass, God wants to connect with us. But if all week I'm not taking time to connect with Him, if all week I'm just falling into this sin and drinking this drink and smoking this joint and spending hours and hours on my phone when I come to Mass, of course I'm not going to receive anything. Do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Be sober. The Bible talks about that so many times, how we have to stay sober and alert. And what the world wants is to steal that soberness. The world wants to steal us from being alert. The world doesn't want us to be alert. The world doesn't want us to be awake. Why do you think, if you can go back to COVID, this is really important. This is something that I realized as a priest. During COVID, so many people started struggling mentally, especially during quarantine. And I think a part of the reason why so many people started struggling was because all of you were away from the Eucharist. Every single one of us, probably in this church, was away from the Eucharist. You couldn't receive the Eucharist. You couldn't come to Mass for months. That entire quarantine was demonic, okay? That entire being away, being isolated, being locked in your homes, from the devil. From the devil. And we see the effect of it now. Look at the kids that grew up during quarantine. They're not confident, they're socially awkward, and there's more mental illness in the world because of what COVID did. And I think a part of that illness was the world knew what they were doing. The world wanted to control our faith, control our love for God, by shutting down our churches to keep us away from the greatest gift. When St. Paul says, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, the greatest way to be transformed, the greatest way to be renewed is right here. That when we receive the Eucharist, Jesus, who is the greatest gift, when I receive Him in the Eucharist, do you know what that's doing to our minds and our hearts? When we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, the church fathers say that the Eucharist is the medicine of life. The medicine of life. That means when I receive the Eucharist, it's meant to be healing for me. That when I receive Jesus, there's meant to be this healing, not just spiritually, but physically. Recently, and I had another experience, a powerful experience of the Eucharist, someone told me to pray for their grandma. She was in the hospital. She was about to take her last breath. It was her end. She said, please pray for my grandma. So I said, okay, I'm going to pray for your grandma. I offered Mass for her grandma. So I called her yesterday, and I was thinking that her grandma probably had passed and the funeral already happened. So I said, I just wanted to check in. How's your family doing? She goes, oh, my grandma's better. My grandma's better. Thank you for your prayers. And it reminded me again of the power of Mass. That when we come to Mass, when we pray the Mass, when we offer the Mass for people, there's power to that. This lady should have been dead, but she got better because of the power of prayer, the power of the Eucharist, the power of the Mass. What we are doing here every single Sunday is something so powerful. But the world wants to steal our minds and our hearts so that when we come here, we can't see that power. There's so much power here. There's so much grace here. Whether you feel it or not, it's happening, and it's real. So I pray that in this Mass, our minds and our hearts would be transformed, that in this Mass, we can focus on God, we can put away our distractions, put away the ways that we've disconnected ourselves from God, and let's take time right now to connect with the Lord, so that we can experience the power of the Eucharist, the power of His presence. Amen.